Bell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. military is removing the aid pier from the Gaza coast due to weather. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged America's unwavering support for Ukraine and announced more than $1.5 billion in aid for the country's energy sector on Saturday.
The United States is committed to helping Ukraine rebuild. To that end, today, I am pleased to announce that the United States will provide more than $1.5 billion to address Ukraine's humanitarian and energy needs and to help relieve the suffering of the people of Ukraine.
Harris made the announcement at the Ukraine Peace Summit in Lucerne, Switzerland, where she met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The $1.5 billion includes $500 million in new funding for energy assistance and the redirecting of $324 million in previously announced funds toward emergency energy infrastructure repair and other needs in Ukraine, according to the Vice President's office. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Speaker Mike Johnson wants to take Attorney General Merrick Garland to court for audio of U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on House Republican legal efforts to hold the Attorney General in contempt.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will go to court to enforce the subpoena against Attorney General Merrick Garland for access to President Joe Biden's special counsel audio interview. The legal effort follows the Justice Department's refusal to prosecute Republicans' contempt of Congress charge. Johnson called the refusal sadly predictable. Republicans have demanded the audio of the special counsel's interview of the president about improper retention of classified documents. A transcript was handed over. Garland has said releasing the audio could jeopardize future sensitive investigations. Norman Hall, Washington.
The beleaguered director of Haiti's National Police has been ousted following months of criticism that he wasn't doing enough to protect police officers under assault by gangs. France Elby was replaced by former Haitian police chief Normil Rameau on Saturday. Rameau was dismissed from the post nearly 4 years ago under a different administration, but will once again take the helm of an underfunded and ill-equipped department that only has some 4,000 officers on duty. More than 2,500 people have been killed or injured across Haiti in the first 3 months of the year as gang violence continues to surge. Among those killed are nearly two dozen police officers. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is facing a court-ordered sell-off of many of his personal assets, while the future of his InfoWars media platform remains up in the air. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Jones owes $1.5 billion for his false claims the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut was a hoax.
I was the test case for what's now being done to President Trump, Steve Bannon, and others.
Outside court in Houston, Jones says this is a case of digital assassination.
I never said it in any of the things they claimed on Sandy Hook. Two judges in Texas and Connecticut found me guilty by default and then had literal show trials on how guilty I was.
The judge is still deciding on a separate bankruptcy case for Jones's company. Jones says this will only make him stronger.
I will never surrender.
Relatives of Sandy Hook victims say they were traumatized by Jones's comments. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets of the capital in Brazil as protests sweep across the country in opposition to a bill that would further criminalize abortions. If passed, the law would equate the termination of a pregnancy after 22 weeks with homicide. The bill, proposed by conservative lawmakers and heading for a vote in the lower house, would also apply in cases of rape. Critics say those who seek an abortion so late are mostly child rape victims, as their pregnancies tend to be detected later. To rally opposition, rights groups created the, quote, "A Child Is Not a Mother" campaign that has flooded social media. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.